participate in this very simple task of, again, sending 5 bullet points to your direct supervisor or manager, CCing OPM.
Allison Keyes reports Republicans are pushing a budget plan, but the cuts are raising concerns.
Mary Beth Cochran stood with Democrats on Capitol Hill and begged lawmakers not to cut programs like Medicaid and food stamps.
Families like mine are counting on Congress to put the needs of our children above the interests of the ultra-rich.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson says voters should support rooting out fraud in programs like Medicaid.
It doesn't matter what party you're in. You should be for that because it saves your money.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Early data suggests the flu vaccine was a poor match for this year's strain. And as Matt Piper reports, it was a flu season that saw record hospitalization rates.
Up to 910,000 hospitalizations are estimated to have been caused by the flu since October. Many of the flu viruses that the CDC has tested this season were well recognized by antibodies targeted to the vaccine. But against the H3N2 strain of influenza, which made up just over half of the influenza A viruses scrutinized by the agency, only about 51% of the samples were well recognized by the antibodies.
The flu season is on track to be the most severe in a decade. Blue Origin's 10th human flight lifted off this morning in West Texas using the new Shepard rocket.
5, 4, command engine start. 2, 1, ignition.
It traveled very briefly to space with a 6-person civilian crew, space consultant Bill Harwood.
It's going to be a long time before these sorts of flights become affordable to the average person. You know, tickets on a new Shepard are thought to go, you know, anywhere from $400,000 on up per ride, and the ride is just 10 minutes long.
Consumer confidence plummeted this month. It was the biggest monthly decline in more than 4 years. Consumer spending accounts for about 2/3 of U.S. economic activity. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The 41-year-old Kenosha man accused of a fatal stabbing earlier this month has been bound over for trial. That means court proceedings will proceed against Justin Tursik. He's accused of killing Andrew Fankush February 3rd. It happened at a home Fankush was just moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother. If you've got about 20 minutes, you could get the Racine Unified point of view when it comes to them asking for more money. The district and superintendent, Soren Gajewski, posted a video explaining the ask for $190 million. The operational referendum is on the April ballot. In addition to the online effort to sway voters, the first of 2 town hall meetings to talk about the issue is next Tuesday. Storm spotter sessions have been planned for April in Racine County. They'll be held at the Gateway IMETS Center in Sturtevant April 17th. There's more on the Racine County Emergency Management website. And several Racine County swimmers have reached the podium at state. You can read all about the outstanding local athletes at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling sitting. I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be in city all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. Currently 51 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Do you have any foods, like kid foods, that you enjoy as an adult?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah? Like what?
Like, I love macaroni and cheese. Okay. It has to be Kraft.
Oh, by the way, there's a list.
Oh.
And mac and cheese is on the list.
It definitely is. I mean, especially Kraft. That's the one I'm... growing up,
and it says,
I made for my kids.
It says Kraft mac and cheese. It says Kraft on it. Okay.
They asked me, you know, by the way.
Anything else on the list?
You know, I love hot dogs. I love chicken nuggets. Anything
chicken
bite
nuggets?
Size.
Yep. Chicken nuggets is on the list. Yeah.
Yeah. Pop-Tarts.
Oh, Pop-Tarts.
Don't forget about the Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Here's... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to give you the list, but if you have another one.
Oh, I was going to say sugar-coated cereals.
Yeah, I love my Lucky Charms.
Yes, I mean Golden Grahams and Cocoa Puffs, the things I couldn't eat when I was a child because my mom was like, no sugar cereals for you.
Sandy wouldn't let you eat.
No, sugary. It was a choice of puffed rice or Cheerios.
Okay.
And have you ever had puffed rice?
Yeah, like, are you talking like Rice Krispies, that kind of thing?
No. That was like, that was above the grade for us. Rice Krispies were, but no, puffed rice, like puffed wheat. I don't even know what they make it in.
You mentioned sugary cereals. Fruity Pebbles is on the list.
Oh, okay.
Here's the list that the internet came up with: chocolate milk.
Oh yeah.
Orange soda. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Nope, not that one.
Grilled cheese.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Chicken nuggets, you mentioned. Kraft mac and cheese, you mentioned. Lunchables.
Oh, yeah.
Is on the list.
It's okay.
Goldfish crackers.
Yep.
Fruity Pebbles and animal crackers.
I love the frosted animal crackers.
Oh, frosted animal crackers.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Those are really good.
All right. Now you're making me hungry.
I know. Me too.
All right. There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
We'll be right back. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Days job to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Local news, timeless hits from Seals and Crofts on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I'm a giver. I'm here to give. I'm here to help you. I'm here to save you some money, in fact. You can check out the WRJN Big Deals website, and in some cases, save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise. All you have to do is go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals logo, shop from home with up to 50% savings in some cases. Check that website often. We've got new deals every week.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue, or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting.
stay there, tossing the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you wanna see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? This machine is made up of 3.1 million parts from 800 different suppliers around the world. What machine is it? It's the Boeing 767 aircraft. Your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, we've got Badger basketball for you tonight. Number 11th ranked Wisconsin Badgers at home at the Kohl Center. They take on the Washington Huskies. That game is tonight at 8 o'clock with the tip-off, but we've got the pregame for you tonight at 7. Matt LePay has the call of the game right here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 41-year-old Kenosha man accused of a fatal stabbing earlier this month has been bound over for trial. That means court proceedings will proceed against Justin Tursik. He's accused of killing Andrew Fankouche February 3rd. It happened at a home Fankouche was just moving into. The home was formerly owned by Tursik's grandmother. With just over a month until the April vote, Racine Unified is ramping up its campaign for a $190 million referendum. Superintendent Soren Gajewski has taken to video to explain the district's financial situation, while two upcoming town hall meetings aim to address community concerns. You can see the superintendent's video on the RUSD social media pages. The first in-person meeting is scheduled for next Tuesday. It'll provide people an opportunity to ask questions about the referendum. If passed, people owning a $200,000 home would pay $70 more a year in taxes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky, some rain showers tonight, and lows in the mid-30s. Any rain wraps up early tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, highs in the mid-40s. In the low 40s Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. We jump well up into the 50s on Friday and breezy. It's 46 right now.
Stay. I could live that love if I wanted to. It's a lovely room.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I can't believe this. I was just reading. Did you know that there were 436,400 cassette albums sold in the United States last year? Yeah, 400,000 plus cassettes were sold. And one act was responsible for 74,500 of those. Care to guess who it was? It was Taylor Swift.
We come on this loop, John B.
Stop the job.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow safety and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, it's the Raspberries and Go All the Way. All right, this weekend, this Saturday and Sunday at Memorial Hall, you're going to want to be there for the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's all brought to you by Racine County Eye. And there's going to be home remodeling experts there. There's going to be energy efficiency people. There's going to be wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations right there on site. It's all happening this weekend, 10 till 4 on Saturday and 10 till 4 on Sunday. Tickets are $10 at the door. We're going to be there, too. Live entertainment, live broadcasts. You can come by and say hi. If you want more information, you can check it out online at RacineCountyEye.com.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For 98 years, WRJN has been providing local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6. More Timeless Hits on the way. Then at 7, we've got pregame action as the UW Badger men's basketball team is in action tonight. You can hear the game right here on WRJN. Well, thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. Have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in a crowd like an island he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place, seem just like a being home. It takes two, baby.
Just a fool in love.
the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The U.S. and Ukraine have agreed to a framework agreement on Ukraine's minerals. President Trump was asked what Kyiv gets out of the deal.
The right to fight on.
Stacy Lynn reports the Ukrainian president may be heading to Washington.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly it's okay with me if he'd like to.
The deal will allow the U.S. to tap into Ukraine's mineral wealth, bringing in billions of dollars to help recoup the money the United States has spent to support Ukraine in the war with Russia.
He would like to sign it together with me, and I understand that's a big deal, a very big deal.
The White House today again defended the email to federal workers urging them to list their job activities. Despite conflicting guidance from different agencies, spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
This is to ensure that federal workers are not ripping off American taxpayers, that they are showing up to the office, and that they are doing their job.
More than 20 civil service employees of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency resigned today, saying they would not be involved in dismantling public services. The Trump administration suffered some legal setbacks today. One judge blocked his efforts to halt the nation's refugee admissions program. Another ordered foreign assistance freed up within 2 days, and another judge ordered federal assistance be released. On Capitol Hill, negotiations have continued all day on a Republican